some peaches you don't have that.
Except of what kind of peach?
I wouldn't know what they would call it. They have different names, but it's an old cannon peach.
Now, after you've eaten an apple, the part you have left is...
We can cut the core out of it. We'll eat around the core and throw it away.
If you have dry apples, cut them, dry them up.
Yes, I have seen it done, but not too much. A lot of farmers, when they had apples, they dry them up. But you don't see much of that anymore. Put them out in the sun and sun dry them, and I reckon it would dehydrate them and put them up, preserve them.
Skin will do what when you leave out the sun?
It'll shrivel up.
Now, Billy Carter loves to raise what?
He's raising peanuts. I say he loves to raise hell. He's a character, I'm telling you. I don't know what he's putting on or whether he's actually that type of fella. He don't mind what he says, does he? Well, he's just a typical old Georgia cracker. Don't know if he's got the education or not. The way he talks, you wouldn't think he would have any education, but he may have. Maybe he's a pretty smart, educated man.
In the Marine Corps.
But did he have a college education?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't think so either.
What other kind of nuts do you have?
Billy Carter don't raise anything but peanuts, does he?
What other kind of nuts do you have here?
Oh, we go out in the woods and get hickory nuts. We get walnuts out in the woods, old big wild walnut, but they were good eating. We have pecans.
A walnut, didn't they have kind of a
thick outer shell on it, husk, we would say. It wouldn't peel off too easy. You'd have to kind of beat it down to get it off, but pecan, it'll break off all right. They'll fall out of the shell. It wouldn't open up. Now, hickory nuts would do the same thing.
Yeah.
They have a thick shell on them also. I remember one time, I was a kid, and we were in grammar school, and a bunch of us boys, you know how when you get out of school in the afternoon, you're hungry, you go home, you eat most anything you can get a hold of. Somebody said, well, I know where some walnut trees are. We get out of school, we're going to go to walnut. Well, the YWCA had a couple of tongue nut trees there. And it was just about the particular time for fall of the year for these nuts to be ripe on a tree. And we, boy, said, well, let's go by there and we're going to get us some of those walnuts. Being hungry, we got them and we ate them, five of us. Well, by dark, nearly all five of us was nearly dead. We were at the hospital pumping our stomach out. Bad things are poisoning you and just nearly kill you.
Tongue nuts are poor.
Very poisonous, very sickening to eat. Now we grew a lot of tongue nuts.
You went through everything.
They grew a lot of them things over here in Mississippi, not too far from here. Had big tongue nut forests when the government was in it over here in Crossroads.
Are there still some tongue nut trees down in 21?
Right. That's the Goodyears plantation. They call it Money Hill. Now, over here, though, people coming through Highway 11, and they've seen all of them nut trees, and they're going to stop and get them some of them nuts.